Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. It was established by Pius XI in 1925, and after the Second Vatican Council, it was placed at the close of the liturgical year, that he might be king over all. He desires to be king, the king of our hearts, the king of our lives. I exist because of his love. I exist because he wanted us created and born into this world to love him, to serve him, to know him, and to follow him with all of our hearts. It's a great feast for me personally. I love this feast. And Jesus, from the throne of the cross, welcomes every human being with infinite mercy. Hear that. Jesus, from the throne on the cross, or the throne of the cross, welcomes every human being with infinite mercy. I want to say to many people perhaps listening to this program who do not feel like, oh, God will never hear me, or God doesn't care about me, or I've made too many mistakes, whatever the case may be, and we think that's for holy people, that's for you. God wants to touch each of our hearts, wherever stage we're in being a follower of Christ. Whether we've made mistakes or sinned against him or whatever, he wants to bring us close to him. He wants to heal us, to reconcile us. He is king over all, and he will be merciful to you and to me if we give ourselves to him every day. He wants to help us. He wants to lead us. He wants to bless the whole world, but so many people turn against him. Brothers and sisters, let our faith live. I know I've been saying this all week, but I really want to emphasize it. Let our faith live. And it can live by doing good for others or praying for others, having masses offered for others. It can be made by just simply sitting by the bedside of someone who's very sick. But reach out beyond yourself. Watch what God does with it. Almighty ever-living God, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the Universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty's service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. That's what you want to do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Let us open our hearts to him first of all, and then to the needs of others. And God, in the meantime, will help you with your own needs as well. But reach out beyond yourself. First reading is taken from the second book of Samuel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. In those days, all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and shall be commander of Israel.'" When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. It tells us, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. That's what Psalm 122 tells us. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. The God of heaven and earth reaches out to us to care for us. May we in turn respond to him as our King, as our Father, as our Messiah, as our Savior. Turn to him in whatever need we have. "I rejoice because they said to me, 'We will go up to the house of the Lord.' And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David." There's a place for us in heaven. if we follow him. There is, in a certain sense, a chair waiting us. There's a place with God for each of us. Let us acknowledge his kingship over our hearts. Think about that. Let him be more king of our hearts. Lord, what would you want me to do in this situation? Lord, where do I go in this situation? What are these needs that I have? They seem overwhelming. Will you help me? It's declaring him king. He's the Lord. He's the answer. He's the help. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 12 to 20, brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to the Father who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth. Think of that. In God, all things were created in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And we've seen how all of those have, or not all of them, but many of them have turned away from the Lord. They want to exercise their authority. We want everything to be under the kingship and the lordship of Jesus Christ. You can't do it for the whole world right now, but you can do it in your home, in your family, in your close friends. Really encourage you, brothers and sisters. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might himself be preeminent. For in him all things were pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross, through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. He loves us. His is a kingdom of peace and a kingdom of joy. His kingdom is the presence of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. His kingdom is the fulfillment of all that life is preparing us for. We're made for him. You're made for this. But we have been given a free will we can turn against. I beg you, really take a look at that this weekend and give yourself to the Lord. Give yourself to him. And the gospel for today, chapter 23, verses 35 to 43, Gospel of Luke, this ruler sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the king of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself! Save us!" And the other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." And then this man said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Brothers and sisters, God promises us eternal life. He promises us joy. He promises us the fullness of life, and the fullness of life forever. Pius XI, who declared this feast, said this, "It has long been a common custom to give to Christ the metaphorical title of king because of the high degree of perfection whereby he excels all creatures. So he is said to reign in the hearts of men both by reason of the keenness of his intellect and the extent of his knowledge, and also because he is very truth, and it is from him that truth must be obediently received by all mankind. And we don't want to. We want our truth, my truth. He is king of truth. He wants you. And then Pius X says, he reigns too in the wills of men, for in him the human will was perfectly and entirely obedient to the holy will of God. And further, by his grace and inspiration, he so subjects our free will as to incite us to the most noble endeavors. He is king of hearts too, by reason of his charity, which exceeds all knowledge, and by his mercy and kindness, which draw all men to him. For never has it been known, nor will it ever be, that man be loved so much and so universally as Jesus Christ. On many occasions, when the populace thronged around him in admiration and would have acclaimed him king, he shrank from the honor and sought safety in flight. Before the Roman magistrate, he declared that his kingdom was not of this world. The Gospels present this kingdom as one which men prepare to enter by penance and cannot actually enter except by faith and by baptism, which signifies and produces an interior regeneration. This kingdom is opposed to none other than to that of Satan and to the power of darkness. It demands of its subjects a spirit of detachment from riches and earthly things, and a spirit of gentleness. They must hunger and thirst after justice. And more than this, they must deny themselves and carry the cross. Do you love him? Do you proclaim him as king? Are you willing to follow him in every way? Do you say, well, I can follow him in these ways, but I can't follow him in those ways? That's not a true Christian. Certainly not a true Catholic. What is it that God is asking of us? Christ, as our Redeemer, purchased the church at the price of his own blood. As priest, he offered himself and continues to offer himself as victim for our sins. Is it not evident, then, that his kingly dignity partakes in a manner of both of these offices? This is Pope Pius XI. Brothers and sisters, take time. You can look it up online, Pope Pius XI. Look at his readings and what he says about this feast of Christ the King. It's a very, very important one because he's declaring him king over all. Some people don't want him. Some people want to turn away. Some people want to be their own king. Some of them have never even heard that he is king. But brothers and sisters, he is the king of heaven and of earth. He is the king over us. Let us honor him today. Let us honor him. Let us pledge our lives to him anew. Let us tell him that we are very happy to be his servants, his disciples. We want to serve him. We want to love him. May God bless you abundantly. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.